gentlemen. I am back. And it's great to be back here with the crew in the InfoWars World headquarters in One Austin, Texas, on this Monday, August 26, 2024. InfoWars War Room transmission, your election headquarters, with 71 days until the presidential election. The fastest 3 hours on the internet start now. We are loaded. Now, look, for anybody that tells you there has been no action taken in regards to the 2020 election theft, they are wrong. Now, that's not to discount the worries, the legitimate fears that we could be up against another stolen election. This is not to say that's not a legitimate fear. But to say that nothing has been done is just inaccurate and unfair to those that are putting in the work. And in multiple states today, we have big news. And when you look at the current balance of the Senate, you understand a couple things. You understand why Republicans and Democrats are fighting right now on how this election is going to be handled, who gets to vote and who doesn't, who gets to poll watch and who doesn't, and why they made the switch from Biden to Harris. So we're going to explain all of that coming up in the first segment. Now, let's look at the larger picture of what does the RFK Jr. endorsement of Donald Trump mean? What does he add to the campaign? What does it mean as far as the results in 71 days? We will talk about that. Now, of course, the same deep state apparatus, the same corrupt media apparatus that's been against Donald Trump is now aimed against RFK Jr. as well. But they're no rookies to that, as the Democrats have been fighting them since he announced he was running for president. And ultimately, it was that fight that eventually led him to the endorsement of Donald Trump. Now, you could say, and I mean, there's circumstantial evidence that maybe this has kind of been in the works for a while. But, of course, the timing is great. But, of course, there's other things that suggest that this was an organic process for Kennedy to get to this point, which is right where he belongs, actually. And it's right where anybody running for office or wants to have political influence belongs, and that's behind Donald Trump. Because it's not to say that you're a Republican. It's not to say that you agree with Trump on everything. It's to say, look, I understand at this point in the history of this country, in the future of this country, I understand right now with Democrats in charge, specifically Kamala Harris, we are doomed. And so it is basically Team America versus Team Tyranny. It's Team Truth versus Team Deception. It's Team Peace. It's Team Prosperity versus Team War and Degradation. It's Team Common Sense versus Team We're going to mutilate little boys and put tampons in their bathrooms. And that's where it's at. So I got that. I got so much more. And again, do not buy in to the hype that Kamala Harris is somehow popular. Do not buy into it. I've been telling you not to buy into it since day one. We're going to continue to show you the evidence of why you shouldn't buy into it here today.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But What some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Taking back our government, taking back our country from the biggest criminal organization in the history of the United States, that being the Democrat Party. And they lay it all out in their own headlines and they say, these are the events that could throw the election into turmoil. In other words, these are the plans the deep state could use to stop Trump from getting elected if we don't have enough confidence in our election fraud, which they're really up against it, ladies and gentlemen. They're really up against it. And so this is their own way with this story in Politico, how the election could be thrown into turmoil, and they say all these different things. This is their own way of admitting, okay, well, looks like Trump might actually win, and there's nothing we can do. We don't have enough of the voter fraud stuff going on, so let's do an alien landing, or let's kill another person at a Trump rally, or let's have another pandemic. So they always kind of admit this stuff ahead of schedule. They always kind of have to tell you what they're doing, but the difference is they justify it now. So it's not like they're saying, hey, you know, we're going to steal the election. It's like, hey, Donald Trump's a Nazi and a racist, so we got to steal the election. But here's their problem. 2020's steal was so blatant, so obvious. See, a lot of Americans, and this isn't to get into some generational warfare, I'm not about that, but it was a belief, mostly amongst older generations, maybe the boomers, of, oh, that'll never happen in America. Or even having belief and faith in the system or faith in the institutions was somehow a patriotic thing. And so to doubt election results or to question the FBI, these were unpatriotic things to do. Well, that's not the case anymore. Now it's the exact opposite. So after 2020, it was so obvious and things had to go into motion. We saw what they did, specifically in Georgia, specifically in Pennsylvania, and specifically in Arizona, and specifically in Michigan. Wisconsin is kind of a mystery, as far as we don't just have the blatant evidence of, hey, how come, I think in Wisconsin the number was 280,000. Joe Biden gets 280,000 votes, the perfect number he needed at 3:30 in the morning for the Democrats to win Wisconsin. But it's not like in Philadelphia where we saw them blocking off poll watchers, where we saw them blocking windows and locking doors so that nobody could see the shenanigans they were doing. Also getting ballots mailed in perfectly in the middle of the night. It wasn't like Detroit. Man, great job, crew. I mean, these graphs are just so imperative to understand. It's not like in Detroit where we have the videos of truckloads of ballots being delivered at 3:30 in the morning, and then Biden gets the vote Viagra, and then Biden wins, and they call it. It's not like in Atlanta, Georgia, where they fake a water main break and they send everybody home from the tabulation centers, and a couple Democrats stay behind and start stuffing ballots out of boxes they hid under the desks, or they were triple counting ballots in Atlanta so that they could increase Biden's lead in those districts. It wasn't like Arizona, where magically in all the red areas, the voting machines ran out of ink or the paper wasn't right and they sent people home and then they couldn't vote only in the red areas. But that's what we saw. And so action has been taken. And we are now at a pivotal moment in some of these legal battles trying to protect the 2024 election. So let's get into it. Now, I can understand why people would be worried about Texas. Let's start here. Big news out of Texas. Now, remember, in Houston, just earlier this month, Harris County, one of the most corrupt counties in the United States, Houston, what the Democrats do there with their gerrymandering and everything else, they just got caught and arrests were made because of the voter fraud issue and all the shenanigans that they pull in Houston. Governor Abbott announces over 1 million ineligible voters removed from voter rolls. 1 million. Over 6,000 non-citizens, over 6,000 felons, almost 500,000 dead people. And it goes on and on. The actual number was over 1.1 million. Florida did this a few years ago with Ron DeSantis. Now, the Democrats in Pennsylvania refused to do this. We all know why. So Trump's path to victory, unfortunately, is not through Pennsylvania. I would still say they're going to steal it. Now, there's no other news out of Pennsylvania. But 1.1 million ineligible voters on the rolls. And remember, Democrats spend the majority of their money with the DNC into harvesting all this voter data and then harvesting all these votes. They know who the dead voters are. They know all the ineligible voters. They know the people that have moved out of state. They request their ballots and they vote for them. Well, it won't be happening in Texas. Won't be happening in Florida. And that's why those two states will be red. It's amazing how that works. So, if you thought there was a threat in Texas, I'd say that just ended it. Right there. Now, why isn't every other state doing this? Because the Democrats are stopping it. It's that simple. Nevada. Supreme Court declines to wade into flap over certification of election results. Nevada Supreme Court declines to hear Secretary of State's election certification case. This is crazy. This is insane. A Democrat Secretary of State wants there to be no accountability for the results. And they just want to be able to declare the results. And if somebody says, hey, I think there was fraud here, or I think we need to recount here, the Democrats just want to be able to say, nope, certified, it's over. And the Supreme Court said, actually, no, you can't do that. Ouch. That one hurt the Democrats. So this is going to be an ongoing battle, though. This is not done. The Democrats want to be able to just certify the results with no reviews, no audits, no investigations. This battle is not over. This battle is not over. More news out of Nevada. Election Integrity Group announces Clark County has removed commercial addresses from voter rolls. Oh, now this is big news. Remember those stories about people being registered to vote in empty lots and parking lots and casinos and all other things where nobody was obviously living? Well, that won't be happening in Nevada anymore. What type of a person registers to vote, hundreds of people actually, registers to vote in an empty lot, in a parking lot, and then somehow manages to vote? Well, of course, that's what we call ballot harvesting. That's what the Democrats do. And then they use the mail-in votes and the drop boxes to stuff for Democrats. Well, they won't be able to do that in 2024. Ooh, that stings. That's going to hurt the Democrats. Their ballot harvesting schemes with hundreds of people registered to empty lots and parking garages and dog houses and not going to be able to pull that in 2024. Ouch. That's big. That's big. Trump's path to victory is through Nevada, not Pennsylvania. This helps big time. And I'm telling you, the Democrats know it, folks. That's why they're stealing the no tax on tips. Vegas is a service economy. A large portion of the population works on tips. No tax on tips could win Vegas, could win Nevada. That's why the Democrats stole that Trump policy, because they know this election could come down to Nevada. They know it. But now, they can't do all their ballot harvesting in empty lots anymore. What a shame. Nevada election officials had been notified about commercial addresses on the voter roll. During the Public Interest Legal Foundation investigation, they found voters registered at casinos, vacant lots, gas stations, strip clubs, warehouses, business parks, and fast food restaurants. Gee, who would do that? Who would do something like that? Well, thanks to the Public Interest Legal Foundation and prior work by Project Veritas, we know that Democrats do that. It's called ballot harvesting. It's how they steal elections. But it looks like it's going to be a little tougher for them in 2024. Arizona. Supreme Court upholds Arizona law requiring proof of citizenship for voter registration in statewide elections. The Democrats didn't want proof of citizenship. They don't want voter ID. Now, if it's a pandemic, you better have your vaccine card if you want to go to get your groceries. But to vote, the Party of Democracy says anybody, anytime, as many times as you want. So this is going to make it harder for non-citizens to vote in Arizona. That could hurt the Democrats, but that's not the real problem in Arizona. From my understanding, the real problem in Arizona, it's in the greater Phoenix area, in the red areas. They have all these issues with the voting machines on those days. Ink problems, printing problems, reading problems, paper problems. Only in the red areas. And then they have to shut them down and people have to go home and can't vote. That seems to be the issue there. But again, now we're aware of it. The beauty of it is, though, Trump doesn't even need Arizona necessarily to win. Oh, and would you look at that Over 100,000 inactive voters removed from Clark County voter rolls. More good news. More good news in Nevada for Donald Trump, for America, for patriots. It goes on. Arizona. Arizona GOP chair sues Katie Hobbs, orders on voting and registering. They're trying all kinds of shenanigans, folks. Arizona GOP sues Katie Hobbs over election-related executive orders. The head of the Arizona Republican Party wants the state Supreme Court to void two executive orders issued by Governor Katie Hobbs designed to make registration and voting easier. In a new lawsuit filed late Thursday, Gina Swoboda charges that the Democrat governor exceeded her authority in directing some state agencies to make voter registration forms available to the public. Swoboda said Hobbs also acted illegally in directing those agencies, including the adult and juvenile correction systems, to act as ballot drop-off locations. Well, they want felons voting. You remember how I told you that story, by the way? When I was in prison, and when people find out you're a broadcaster or you have a following, they have all kinds of stories they want to tell you. And they all told me how a lot of these guys had been in prison for years, decades, multiple presidential elections. They've never seen ballots arrive at a federal prison until 2020. Huh, isn't that something? And even felons had more integrity than your average Democrat, and many of them said, I'm not voting. I'm not legal to vote. Why would the Democrats be using corrections facilities as ballot drop-off locations? Boy, that's strange. At the very least, the lawsuit says the latter order fails to address important issues like ballot security. Well, yeah, it's like on Oprah. You get a ballot, you get a ballot, you get a ballot, you get a ballot. Everybody gets a ballot. And until the other law, you didn't even need an ID to get one. You just show up and get a ballot. No ID necessary. Now, the attorney in the lawsuit, Andrew Gould, says there are other problems. He said state law gives the legislator, which happens to be controlled by Republicans. Now, see, that's because these elections are in smaller areas. It's statewide, it's easier for Democrats to rig. When it's the local elections, it's harder for them to rig. That's why Arizona is a red state, but then you get Democrat senators and you get a Democrat electoral college, even though it's blatantly a red state. The areas they run, like Maricopa County, Phoenix, they just engage in so much fraud, so much crime that they basically steal your state. You see, our political system was so genius that even when you have so much outright criminal fraud activity going on during an election, there's still all these other back measures and smaller ways to even try to overwhelm it. So it's happening in Arizona with the state legislature, controlled by Republicans, has the power to decide voting and ballot drop-off locations as well as enacting laws on voter registration. And it is the county recorder who authorizes individuals to accept registration forms and designates where the forms can be distributed and where they can be received. The governor's actions are a blatant overreach of her authority. But so here's what it is. It's obviously an authority that the governor doesn't have. That's open and shut case. They'll probably win this case. Open and shut, the governor does not have the authority to do this. It's the state legislature. So the governor will probably lose that. But what this is really about is using state facilities as Democrat Party get-out-the-vote headquarters. That's what this is. The governor tried to turn all these state facilities into Democrat Act Blue get-out-the-vote style facilities. So that's doubly on its face illegal. And I bet that Katie Hobbs loses this lawsuit. Now, before I get into this other stuff, here's another thing. And you're probably seeing all of this, and it's only going to get worse in the coming days. These different commercials, these different propaganda outlets. They use the NFL. They use local TV. They use popular television shows, Hollywood, whatever. And it's this, you need to vote. Get out the vote. No, actually. If you are an ignorant American and an uninformed voter, you should not vote. Actually. You're part of the problem. Actually. And so it's this whole idea, and it's all backed by Democrat Party politics of this idea, this energy, this enthusiasm of, oh, I'm getting involved. Oh my gosh, it's a black woman. It's Kamala. Oh, I'm voting for this. Like, it feels good. It's a cause celeb. No, it's not voting on things that will affect your life in the future. It's not voting on actual policy and results. It's not voting on war or peace. It's just voting because it feels good. I'm part of the process. Ralph Wiggum, I'm helping. No, you're not helping, actually. You're an uninformed, ignorant voter. You should not vote. Stay home. But see, that's why the Democrats do it. They just want it to be like this feel-good moment of, oh, I'm voting. I'm involved. You don't know what you're voting for. You don't know who you're voting for. You don't know the policies. You don't know the outcomes. You don't know anything. You shouldn't be voting. You should have a basic civics test. If you don't even know the three branches of government, stay home. All right, let's conclude here. GOP grossly outnumbered among Detroit poll watchers, 7-1, according to lawsuit. RNC lawsuit claims Detroit hired 7 times more Democrat poll watchers than Republicans. RNC co-chair Laura Trump commenting on this in clip 7.
Look at a state like Michigan, a very important state, a state Donald Trump, of course, won in 2016. We are fighting tooth and nail to make sure Donald Trump wins in Michigan, and we believe if it's a free, fair, and transparent election, he will. I'll give you an example of the way the Democrats like to operate to try and sway an election. We had 700 trained poll workers from the Republican side apply in Wayne County to be poll workers. Do you know how many of those they actually took? 50. Guess how many Democrat poll workers they took? 2,300. So now we are filing a lawsuit in Detroit to make sure that we have parity between Republicans and Democrats.
Wow. So you see, yes, the Democrats are trying to steal the election. Just listen to that. 7-1 poll watchers. So they hope whenever they get the time of day when it's only Democrats, that's when they'll block the windows and, you know, start stuffing those ballots, you know, triple counting it. But no Republican will be there to see. But to say that there's been no action, folks, is not true. Your fears are legitimate. But to say there's been no action is inaccurate and not true.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
You got Democrats fighting for no voter ID. You have Democrats fighting to keep ineligible voters on the rolls. You have Democrats fighting to have hundreds of people registered to vote at empty lots. You have Democrats making sure that the poll watchers count is 7-1 Democrat to Republican in Detroit. We all see what's going on. Everybody sees what's going on. In fact, there was a member of the Texas Supreme Court just put out a statement saying, yes, the Democrats are going to try to steal the 2024 election again. So, I mean, everybody sees what's going on. It's really unfortunate that the American media is so corrupt. We really don't even have a media. See, these outlets portray themselves as media, as press, as journalists. They're basically just state-run propaganda machines. So we think we have this kind of appearance of a media, but it's mostly just state-run propaganda. But it's really upsetting. It's unfortunate that so many Americans have just bought into the corruption and that so much of the American media has just decided to be a part of it. But the Democrats know they have to go all out because if they can't cheat as much as possible to win this election, they're going to lose the House, the Senate, and the White House. And the trend of the Republican Party is going in a direction that the Democrats know they can't handle. Just like it's not the Democrat Party of your grandfather. It's not the Republican Party of your grandfather either. Today's Republican Party, and more importantly, its voters, its constituents, think more like you and I than what the establishment conservative sounded like 5-10 years ago. And this is being represented in the representation that we will send to the House, to the Senate, and then this trend will become what's expected from mainstream Republican Party politics. So they're panicked because there's 6 seats right now that are up for grabs in the Senate that the Democrats could lose, and what do you know, a lot of them are in swing states. Now, John Tester in Montana, how does a Democrat win Montana? Well, good question. Maybe go look at Boise. Maybe go look at Billings and Bozeman and see what goes on there. But that's why Trump was out there in Montana, to try to unseat Tester. And then in the swing states, Tammy Baldwin, Wisconsin. Bob Casey, Pennsylvania. Oh, Pennsylvania Senate seat? Now you know why they want 7-1 poll watchers Democrats. See that? Sherrod Brown, Ohio. Jackie Rosen, Nevada. That's big. Ruben Gallego, Arizona. So you see, it's not just about the president. It's about these down ballot races and control of the Senate as well. That's why they're so desperate, folks. That's why they're so desperate. They know everything is up for grabs, not just the White House. In fact, I mean, they might even be okay with just losing the White House if they figured they could maintain the Senate or have a chance at the House. They know if they lose the White House, there's a good chance they lose the Senate as well. And so that's why they're going through all these measures to try to maintain that power. Because that's what it's all about for Democrats. And more broadly speaking, the political left is all about power, because it's really not complicated. How can a politician tell you what to do without power? How can a politician make you take a vaccine? How can a politician make you close your business? How can a politician tell you where to send your kid to school? How can a politician tell you how to cook your food or what to eat? How can a politician tell you what to drive or where you can go? They need power. And who wants to tell you how to do all these things? Democrats, the American left. So, yes, they are pro-choice. The Democrats are pro-choice as long as they are in charge of your choices. It's really that simple. Really is. Now, there's a big story. I don't get it, how this isn't a bigger scandal. Where is Joe Biden? Joe Biden has been a disappearing act. Joe Biden has been missing in action since the coup the Democrats ran on him. And by the way, here's Nancy Pelosi basically admitting such last week. She puts it in some very strange phrasing, to say the least. But Nancy Pelosi talking about why it's so important to have a candidate for presidency that can help them win the Senate as well. Listen to how she puts it, though, in clip 23.
They didn't know what they were talking about. We know we're different from the presidential. We're very discreet, reptilian, cold-blooded. These are the races we have to win. Others are winning the whole country. 10.
Reptilian, you say? Now, are these people literally alien in, like, skin suit avatars? I don't know. I mean, they do want to chop kids' balls off and put tampons in the boys' room. I mean, they really like abortion, too. I mean, they, you know, like if there was an alien invasive species that could put on an avatar skin suit, you know, and they wanted to wipe out our population, you know, genital mutilation of the men and aborting the children, killing the children, probably would be a cause they would support. But I don't know. Nancy Pelosi said it, not me. But what is she really saying, aside from any conspiracy theories? She's saying, yeah, we had to take out Joe Biden. Yeah, it seemed cold-blooded. Yeah, it was a cold, no-hearted move to just run the coup and get him out of there. But we got other races to win. And Joe Biden was hurting us down ballot, so we had to remove him. Okay. So is the disappearing act of Joe Biden, is that Joe Biden's revenge? And apparently, what, did Pelosi say the reptilian thing another time, guys? Is that what this is? So she's saying it all the time. So I don't know. Maybe she is just an alien in a skin suit avatar here to destroy humanity. I don't know. She says reptilian, not me. Maybe the Simpsons are right about that, too. But they act like aliens that want to destroy humanity. Whether they are or not, I don't know. Certainly act that way. Soul of schools. How is it Joe Biden, who's the president? When they ran the coup against Joe Biden, did they also remove him from president? Kamala Harris is running around campaigning. Joe Biden is taking naps at the beach and who knows what else. So, I mean, look, I would say if the president is a useless position, then we're probably much better off. And maybe we have been better off now that there is no president. But, I mean, how is it that Joe Biden can be a disappearing act and it's not even a story? When you have all this war going on, you have negotiations with the Israel-Palestine conflict, you have continued war going on between Russia and Ukraine, you have gang warfare in our streets because of the open border. Joe Biden is nowhere, ladies and gentlemen. He's gone. Kamala Harris is on the campaign. Who's running the White House? Who's running our foreign policy? And how is that not a bigger scandal? How is that the media is covering up one of the biggest stories?
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months. Now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Infowars.com/show.
President, there's a silver alert in D.C. for Joe Biden. Donald Trump made this statement yesterday. Who is negotiating for us in the Middle East? Bombs are dropping all over the place. Sleepy Joe is sleeping on a beach in California. Viciously exiled by the Democrats, and Comrade Kamala is doing a campaign bus tour with Tampon Tim. Oh, that's funny stuff. A really bad VP pick. Yeah, he really is awkward. Let's not have World War III, or weird, dare I say. Let's not have World War III, because that's where we are heading. Now, there's a silver alert for Joe Biden. The media is covering it up. And it's a fair question. Who's running the White House? Who's running foreign policy? Who's representing the United States on the world stage? Not Joe Biden. Not Kamala Harris. Who is it? Media is covering it up. Truly one of the bigger scandals of Biden's presidency. And they're just not even talking about it. By the way, here was Donald Trump talking about Elon Musk being part of his cabinet and RFK Jr. being part of his cabinet in clip 16.
I read that Elon Musk said that he would accept a position in your cabinet. Would that have to do with artificial intelligence?
So if Elon you chose and I him? Have a great relationship. He's great. He is a totally unusual character. Do you know Elon?
I don't.
He's great. And he's smart. And we have to cherish our geniuses. You know, we don't have too many of them, right? But he is a brilliant guy. And what he really would like to do is get involved in cutting some of the fat. And he does know how to do it. And he loves the country. You know, it's just an amazing thing. We had a conversation the other day. You would know better than me, but I hear it had hundreds of millions of people. I heard it had the biggest audience that there's ever been. I mean, would you say that's a correct statement?
I would absolutely say that's
correct. There's never been anything even close. I heard 750 million people. I mean, numbers that are crazy. And, he wants to be involved. Now, look, he's running big businesses and all that, so he can't really, I don't think he'd be the cabinet. I'd put him in the cabinet, absolutely, but I don't know how he could do that with all the things he's got going. But he can sort of, as the expression goes, consult with the country and give you some very good ideas. Like on AI, there's nobody knows more about it than Elon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big, you know, big thing. And he said it's very important. I mean, it's very important for the country. If we don't do it, China's going to do it, or somebody else, but most likely China. And China is working right now to develop massive electricity, a flood of electricity, a massive flood of electricity. And we don't, because we have people that don't even, they're not even thinking about that.
Yeah.
And you have to. We have to win this election. This election is November 5th will be the most important day, my opinion, in the history of our country. Because if our country goes the wrong way with this election, I think this country is doomed.
Yeah, and I think that's the realization most people have had. And, you know, I don't want to wade into this one too much. But there's a big debate now about Trump or Republicans going soft on abortion. And I see this. I understand the purists' issue with this, absolutely. But at the same time, I don't understand the turn against Trump in this regard. And again, it all comes back to purism being a cancer for any political movement. When Trump has done more for the pro-life cause than any president in modern history, that's not even, it's not even close, by sending it back to the states, which many states have now made it illegal. But it, to me, I see this and I'm just thinking, again, I don't want to wade too far into this, but I'm just thinking, do you not have any real world experience to understand what it takes to win and to negotiate and to compromise and to bring things together? And that's not even to say that you're compromising on the issue personally. It's just to say, hey, look, well, we got two options. Either we can come to the table on this issue and try to win an election and then deal with it, or we can stick to political purism, lose an election, and then if you take Kamala Harris for her word, she's going to make abortion a right nationwide. So pragmatically, where does a pro-life supporter come off saying, oh my gosh, how dare Trump, how dare the Republicans? Now again, if you're an outright purist, fine, but purism is a cancer to any political movement, and purists never win. I mean, in the professional world, good luck ever winning in a negotiation. And in the political world, good luck ever winning in anything. So that's just kind of my two cents on it. Again, I understand it. I've held multiple, I've been to pro-life rallies since I was in high school. I've had multiple protests at abortion facilities here in Austin. I've done multiple pro-life rallies myself that I've hosted. So I'm very pro-life. But yeah, I'm going to have to take the good with the bad on this issue and make a pragmatic decision that if the Democrats get in charge and you take them at their word, they're going to legalize abortion, and Republicans trying to get political power by saying, hey, well, let's come to the table on this conversation, and you're going to say, oh my gosh, I can't stand with that. Well, okay. So then have fun with the Democrats. I just don't get it is all. And I just think it's unfortunate. But you know what? The real issue is this, and this is actually the real issue, and this is where the conversation should go. Not towards politics, in my mind. And by the way, the purists that have a problem with this, most of them live in states. I've noticed most of them live in states that abortion is illegal. But I would say to the purists, specifically the ones that run big pro-life organizations, and good for them, and it has been good for them, why aren't you going to these blue states where abortion is fully legal? Why are you sitting here and complaining about Donald Trump, who sent it back to the states with his Supreme Court justice picks. Really, the Supreme Court did it, not even Trump. The Supreme Court did it. So, I mean, you know, but they blame it on Trump. And they say, oh, my gosh, Trump has turned his back on us. Well, no, I think you've turned your back on the babies that are being aborted in blue states. And now you focused on Trump. So who's really turned their back on the issue here? Is it Trump? Or is it you that are going after Trump instead of the blue states where abortion is still legal? But it shouldn't even be a political issue. This should be a cultural issue. This should be a family issue. This should be an issue of, do we cherish life? That's what this should be about, is changing the culture on abortion. That's what this should really be about. But instead, they've made it all about Trump. And now they're attacking Trump and saying we won't vote for Trump and turning voters against Trump. Why don't you spend your time in New York and California and Illinois, where they're still killing babies, instead of going after Donald Trump, who with his Supreme Court justice pick sent the issue back to the states? I don't know. Just an idea. Maybe that doesn't make you a bunch of money, though. Maybe that's not what your followers and donors want. But that's just me. I'm a political pragmatist and realize that Democrats in power is going to be much worse for the innocent unborn than with Republicans in power, and it's really not even close. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad that this desk is still here. My crew is still here as I return to the microphone on the InfoWars War Room. Thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Remember, the Save InfoWars Mega Sale is live. This is what makes it all possible. With things like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, a top seller, always sells out, 25% off. Survival Shield X2 and X3, both 40% off. We always get calls. They call in. They talk about how this is a life-changing product, a game-changing product. It truly is. Try it for yourself. 40% off Survival Shield X2, Survival Shield X3. Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, 40% off. DNA Force Plus, flagship elite supplement, 40% off. So much more. The Save InfoWars Mega Sale is live at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen closely, because this is life-changing, critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals, hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes.
It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, there is this hilarious, I guess they're artists. They make this series of cartoons called Freedom Tunes, and this stuff is truly hilarious. I think this is a pretty good representation of the Democrat Party and now Kamala Harris. This is the latest from Freedom Tunes, Kamala Harris 2.0, clip 25.
Why would you nominate her? Wasn't she the border czar over all of this?
She was never the border czar.
Don't you have all these articles saying she was in this document from Congress.gov?
You are forgetting that she was the border czar.
Oh, fine, okay. Well, what about this Bell Fund for Rioters in 2020 that she promoted?
She never donated to a BLM Bell Fund.
Ow, I literally have her tweet promoting the exact Bell Fund right here.
No, you do not.
She said we have to defund the police.
No, she didn't.
What? It was like her whole platform.
No, it wasn't.
You're denying things we all saw. There are records.
No, there aren't.
She was ranked the single most liberal senator in the country.
No, she was not.
You can't gaslight voters into...
Kamala Harris is conservative.
What?
She was ranked the most conservative senator.
How can you erase her entire history?
I can imagine what will be unburdened by what was.
Kamala 2.0 is a new creation. Kamala 2.0 is appealing. With Kamala 2.0, we will reach the broadest and most important mass of the electorate.
I'm a brat. It's Brat Summer in the coconut tree.
Terminally online homosexuals.
Good luck.
Now, this is why state-run propaganda media, Democrat Party propaganda media being the mainstream media, and censorship is so important to them, because they want to be able to pull this stuff off, folks. They want to be able to just erase Kamala Harris's record, history, past statements, and just say, oh, no, this is who she is. This is what she stands for. But it's not even working on the state propaganda media networks. This is ABC News even saying, well, wait a second, we were anti-wall, and now Kamala's running pro-wall ads? Clip 10.
If you take a look at that ad, one thing that I found striking is if you look, and I think we have the images here, there are at least three points in that ad that show the border wall, Donald Trump's border wall. Is it now the position of the Democrats that they favor the border wall?
We don't need to build a wall. And by definition, just plain speak, basic English language definition, it is not an emergency.
You know, he talks about this wall. I always say, let me know how high it is. If it's 25 feet, then I'll invest in the 30-foot ladder.
To suggest that we have to build a wall across our southern border because there are terrorists who are trying to invade the country, it couldn't be farther from the truth. It couldn't be farther from the truth.
I mean, these people are just such liars. And now she's running on strong borders and border walls. Oh, Tim Walz. How tall is your wall? I'll buy a ladder. Oh, really? Do you put a lock on your door at night? Because I can just kick the door in. It's basic security measures. These people are such disingenuous scum. But because they've lost, they haven't had full-on success in their censorship and their propaganda, they're losing the debate. It's like all it takes is 1% of the truth to get out, folks. And we've done it. It's all it takes is 1%. All it takes is that crack in the dam.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
It's an omen!
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Yes. The 1984 Democrat Party propaganda. In July, the economy was great under Joe Biden. In August, Kamala is going to fix the economy. And their mindless NPC voters go along for the ride. But let me get back to this issue of censorship. And this is why Elon Musk purchasing X was so devastating to them. If just 1% of the truth can get out, then it can change the entire spectrum. It can change the entire paradigm. And that's what's been going on. And so they can't pull this thing off of, oh, Kamala is for strong borders, or, oh, Kamala is going to fix the economy. And just they think mindless people would just be like, oh, yeah, she had nothing to do with the open border. She had nothing to do with the bad economy. She wasn't even the vice president. In fact, she's the most pro-American, pro-law enforcement, border security patriot there is. And they just think they can just rewrite this. And everybody out there is just an ignorant NPC. Well, that's not the case. And here's an example. Well, there's a couple examples. This is how frustrated they are. Because that's what they want. These are totalitarians, folks. They need totality of power. They need the House. They need the Senate. They need the White House. They need the Supreme Court. They need totality of information. They need to censor any opposition. They need to arrest any opposition. They need to completely control the media. The Democrat Party is defunct. If we were, they're not liberals. They're not progressives. If we were to call them what they are totalitarians, is what they are. They are dictators. They are totalitarian dictators. So listen, as they tell you how they really feel here, clip 13.
I'm so annoyed with all of these billionaires, with like the exception of a few, but especially Elon Musk. Like, you buy Twitter to destroy it.
Yeah.
For $40 billion, yeah. Right? $40 billion. Elon Musk, imagine if he donated that money to UNICEF.
I know.
Yeah.
He would change the world. There would be no hunger. He would change.
He could go in his pocket and donate that money.
I'm sorry. It's just so stupid. You know, UNICEF has still not ended world hunger.
Just saying.
And what is this? He destroyed? How did he destroy it? It's the number one platform ever. Are you saying he's losing money? Well, then, I guess in that case, he's a philanthropist for free speech. But see, they don't believe in that. It annoys them that you have a voice. It annoys them that I have a voice. It annoys them that they do not control X, formerly Twitter, and it's now the biggest social media platform out there. Number one in the Western world. And that annoys them. Because these are totalitarians. They don't want you to have a voice. They don't want you to access information. And that is why. Now, France has arrested Telegram CEO Pavel Durov. Now, I think there's two things going on here. French authorities arrest Telegram CEO at Paris airport. Telegram's founders arrest part of a larger investigation into alleged child exploitation and drug trafficking. And then it's all these complicity charges laid out in their press release. But, of course, do they do this on any other platform? Do they do this to Facebook or Meta or Instagram? I forget all the different platforms. In fact, maybe we should get Alex Rosen back on and he can explain all the different platforms that he uses to catch predators. But it's only Pavel Durov. Now, I think, one, because he's a Russian, for sure. There's the whole Russia phobia going on. So Russians get treated worse probably than anybody else out there. And by the way, he's also a big health advocate. He's like uber fit and healthy. So, you know, they hate people that are fit and healthy. So they don't like that. And they don't like that he's Russian. But most importantly, they don't like that he provides an app where you have access to information, freedom of speech, and it can also be encrypted. They hate that. So for all these things, he's being charged. Now, this is a dangerous situation for him because I'm sure that there are cases of drugs and trafficking and everything else that goes on there. The issue is it's selective prosecution. And he's being targeted because he's Russian. He's being targeted because he has an encrypted app for free speech that they can't control. Now, if I'm Elon Musk, I'm never going to Europe. Never. And unfortunately for Pavel, that was his big mistake. He should have just stayed in Russia. And circumstances might be a little hazy, but lured into France by a beautiful woman, chasing some tail. Next thing you know, he's in the clink. I bet you he wishes he stayed in Russia. Mm-mm-mm. Maybe there's a whole nother lesson to be learned from that for young men, but we won't go down that line, will we? So, I am afraid that France could be holding him for a long, long time. Now, they could try to twist his arm and get him to turn over data and information and maybe say, we'll release you. So that could be an angle. Or they could be using him as an example, specifically in Europe, where if you don't cooperate with them, they're going to lock you up. They would do the same thing to Elon Musk. If I was Elon Musk, I would never be traveling to Europe. I probably wouldn't even leave the United States, but certainly would not be going to Europe, where they are just going full-on anti-free speech at this point. So, It's crazy to think that that's what's going on. But when you understand what the real issue here is, it's not about child trafficking and drug trafficking. It's about freedom of speech. The selective prosecution here using drug trafficking and child trafficking is the excuse they're using to hold him. And, you know, I'll say this as well. And I'm not saying this applies to all the different countries, but the totalitarians all work the same way. Now, let me put it to you like this. They want something from Pavel. They don't really just want him in prison. They want something from him. Now, keeping him in prison or holding him indefinitely or charging him with this and keeping him in jail for life is their leverage. They want something from him. I don't know what. They probably wouldn't even be honest about what, but they want something from him. They want control over his app. They want data or information from his app. They want communications from certain individuals on his app. That's what they want. And I guarantee you they're either talking to him or his lawyers right now, and they're saying, this is what we want, cooperate, and we'll send you home. Now, why do I say this is what totalitarians do? Because there are ample examples that I know firsthand and others know firsthand that have happened from the Democrats right here in the United States of America. Now, here's the difference between Pavel and myself. I don't have an app. I don't have an email list. I don't have anybody's personal data or information. I have mine. So when the feds come to me and ask me to cooperate, I'm not turning over anybody's personal information. I'm not turning over an email list. I'm not turning over a membership list. I'm not turning over a bunch of information that I have on an app or a video channel. I turned over my personal communications and my personal emails. Nothing to hide. Nobody, nothing compromised. No, there's nothing there. Well, it's different for Pavel. For Pavel to turn over his information is a principled issue. And I know that there are others out there that have basically had themselves put up against a wall to do the exact same thing. Now, again, it's different for somebody that has email lists, data lists, app data, all this other stuff, and somebody who's just turning over personal emails, personal messages, whatever. But now Pavel basically, I would say, is faced with the decision of probably protecting his Telegram users and sacrificing his freedom. There might be a chance for extradition, but I would say that's probably where he's at, and the negotiations are probably going on right now. Be careful out there, guys. Be careful out there. And I'm telling you, man, Europe is a scary place for free speech advocates. Europe is a scary place for people that speak out against the establishment, much worse than America. At this point. And we've already got our problems here. And that's what I'm saying. All these political prisoners, all these people that are getting attacked by the system, notice how it's always the left coming after the right. You can't find an example of somebody on the political right going after somebody on the political left. And it's actually a damn problem. You look at somebody like Joe Biden, who's corrupt all the way up to his eyeballs. He gets to run the country. But if you work for InfoWars and you're Alex Jones or you're Owen Schroyer, you get sued, you get all your money taken, you get censored all off the internet, you get arrested 4 times. But if you sell the country out, you get to be president. But if you're Owen Schroyer and you execute your First Amendment, you get arrested. But okay, getting back to the issue. Now, the liberals are infuriated because they don't control X. And they don't control the messaging on X. They don't control the algorithms on X. There's some little bugs, I think, left behind. And there's some little rats probably still left behind meddling with some things. And from my experience, because I've already tested it, there's still some, I think, words and phrases and stuff built into the algorithm that get shadow banned. If you had an account before Elon Musk took it over, and you were on a shadow ban list, you might still be on the shadow ban list. But here's an example. My old account, which I still have on X versus my new account, my new account, 10 times the engagement, not even close, where my old account, which was outright banned, but before that shadow banned, just blanked, basically. And there was a point in time for months where my old account had a lot more followers than my new account, and I would put something out on the old account, nobody would see it. Put something out on the new account, everybody would see it. So there's still some stuff there, but they don't control the algorithms. They don't control what gets seen. They can't censor everything, and it's driving them crazy. It's driving them crazy. Now, to be fair, and there's kind of a debate I have about this, and that's the Krasenstein bros, who obviously do everything for engagement on X. And to their credit, they're really good at it. They're really good at engagement farming and impression farming on X. They play their role perfectly. They put out the most hardcore Democrat Party propaganda. Maybe they get paid for it. Maybe they don't. But they put out the most hardcore red meat political Democrat propaganda you've ever seen, and then they get massive engagement over it. But they do this thing, and they're not the only ones, with their raging clues. And they put out polls, and these are all liberals doing it, and they put up a video, and they put up polls. Million followers, Democrats on X, all these different accounts. Who would you vote for? Trump versus Harris. Harris cannot win a single political poll on X. She can't even get 40%. Usually struggles to even get 30%. And these are polled, millions of people vote. And it doesn't even matter. They put up things like sexual predator Trump versus American hero Harris. They put up things like criminal felon dirtbag Donald Trump versus patriotic perfect woman Harris. And Trump still dominates every poll. And so it drives them crazy. And then they just say, it's an echo chamber. It's an echo chamber. It's a right-wing echo chamber. It's right-wing propaganda. No, this is what organic, uncensored, unfiltered political conversation looks like. You've just never seen it before because you're so used to the liberal left. You're so used to the Democrat Party dominating these platforms, rigging these platforms, censoring these platforms, that when you actually see organic political conversation and results that doesn't favor you, you go crazy. Now, if you thought 2016 was bad when Trump won, folks, these liberals are lost in a world that doesn't exist. And they don't understand they're in the minority. They do not understand it. They do not get it. They live in their own echo chamber. They don't understand most people don't think like them. But they think, oh, look at the mainstream media. Oh, look at Hollywood. Oh, look at social media. Everybody thinks like me. When those are all controlled platforms. Those are all controlled mediums of propaganda. So that's why when Trump wins an election or a Republican wins an election, they don't know what to do. They don't understand that they are not the majority. They do not get that. They do not understand that the entire world that they live in is fake. They do not understand that all their political beliefs, all their political energy, all their political hype is all astroturf. And so when they get smacked in the face with reality, they lose their minds. And they demand more power and more control because this can't be real. So, I do think Trump will win in 71 days. And I think that the American left is going to riot and go into fits of rage even worse than 2016. I might be wrong because I don't know if the numbers are quite there, but I think what you have left of the American left are the most radical extremists, the most delusional, psychotic people that remain on the left. I don't think they have the numbers or the hatred in mass that they had for Trump in 2016, but whatever is remaining on the left are truly psychotic, delusional nutcases. So we shall see. But look, I've got all of this evidence And you know, maybe I start going to it now. It's not working, folks. The hype behind Kamala is all fake. I've been telling you this since day one. So don't believe any of it. They're not winning the black vote. They're not winning over moderate voters. They're losing them. This whole idea that Kamala had nothing to do with the 4 years of Biden, it's not working, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, where should I go here? I got all of these examples. I got Democrat campaign workers. I mean, there's people on the streets. I mean, how about Don Lemon? Don Lemon goes out on the streets during the DNC to talk to women about who they want to vote for. Here's what Don Lemon gets, clip 24.
How are you feeling about the election?
I'm going for Trump. I feel like every time they don't want somebody who is good for us to win, they throw somebody black in our face, thinking that's going to, like, make us vote for the black person.
I voted for Obama because he was black. I don't want to vote for her because she's the first black woman to run for president or to win.
I don't vote.
Well, I want Donald Trump. I'm sorry. I want Donald Trump.
Why do you apologize?
Well, I know nobody likes him, but we had good times with Donald Trump.
I'm running for Trump, so.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why?
Yeah. I don't know. I just always been a fan of his, so that's what I'm running for.
I used to be against Trump. I used to live in Virginia. I saw the bad side of it, but really moving to Cleveland, but I saw the other side of it. I'm supporting Trump.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Because?
Because it has to change.
Yeah.
It has to change, and now I vote more for what fits me better as a person rather than voting for the black person or voting for the first woman. So.
What do you think about Kamala Harris?
I think they say she's phony and fake. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, I'm like Trump saying, you know, what are you? You know, so I'm not feeling her. People get mad about it. I'm just not feeling her.
I don't like her the way she speaks, the giddiness, the laughing. Everything's a joke, and it's not a joke. We're in trouble.
I'm going for Trump. Kamala was on Biden's team, and I don't like Biden. Gas wasn't this high when Trump was our president. Food wasn't this high. I'm going for Trump.
Yeah, I got these clips for days, and guess what? I'm going to be smacking you upside the head with these clips all the way up to the election. I am not going to let you get walloped by this AstroTurf hype behind Kamala Harris. I'm not going to let them depress you and get you down thinking the propaganda behind Harris is working. It's not. It's not even close. We're not up against Kamala Harris. We're up against them stealing an election. That's what we're up against. That's what we focus on. Not Kamala Harris. Are you worried if Taylor Swift endorses Kamala Harris that that's going to hurt her campaign? Well, I don't know. What are Swifties saying in clip one?
Guys, I never saw this on my 2024 bingo card, but the Swifties are waking up. The Swifties. I never thought I'd see the day that Swifties were rallying for Trump. I guess something with ISIS happened. There's a lot of terrorism going on. I guess she had to shut down some shows because of it. And a lot of them are just saying, you know, if Trump was in office, this would have never, ever happened. She would be safe. There wouldn't be terrorism or wars going on because we had world peace before, and he'll do it again. So they're finally realizing it's not about race or gender or anything of that sort. It's about our safety and the policies and a secure border. And they're finally waking up.
So Swifties for Trump.
Like, I'm so proud.
Swifties for Trump is trending. And by the way, I don't know many Swifties. I know a couple Swifties. Like, they go to their big concerts. And they're conservatives. So, yeah, just saying.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95, that is again the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white model. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the Nitric Boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com. Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
Gentlemen, this is incredible. This is what winning looks like. Right as I went live, I didn't see this because I was on air. It was just sent to me. Right when I went live, RFK Jr. responded to a post from Concerned Citizen. I know this gentleman is a pretty big X account. Listens to the show, and Concerned Citizen puts out a whistleblower account of the chemtrails, the geoengineering. RFK Jr. replies, he says, "We are going to stop this crime. This is what winning looks like, ladies and gentlemen." RFK Jr. calls geoengineering a crime and says we're going to end it. And so look, This is what I'm saying. And I'm just focused on winning right now. That's really it. I'm just focused on winning. I'm not going to engage in the infighting. I'm not going to sit here and Monday morning quarterback decisions. I'm just full on focused on winning. And I mean, we're in a David versus Goliath battle. We are up against the most corrupt establishment, the most corrupt politicians. I mean, everything, folks. I mean, you look at just what the Democrats represent on their surface. It's just disgusting. What's behind that is even sicker. And then the plans for the global government. I mean, this is a David versus Goliath battle. And it's like, we're actually winning. We're actually hitting Goliath with the stones, hitting Goliath with the rocks. He's dizzy. He's starting to fall over. And people are saying, stop, what are we doing? Oh, my gosh, we should do this. We are trying to take down Goliath, man. Yeah, I don't care if this guy over here doesn't agree with me on everything. He just hit Goliath in the eye with a rock. Yeah, I don't care if this guy over here has a different opinion on something or an issue over here. He just hit Goliath with a knife on the Achilles heel. This is what winning looks like. Yeah, it's gonna take some negotiating. It's gonna take some unfamiliar allies. It's gonna take some diversity of thought and opinion here to defeat this Goliath that wants us all dead. So, yeah, I'm not going to sit here and get into infighting and little tit-for-tat debates and Monday morning quarterbacking of who knows best. Let's frickin' win this thing. We got damn psychotic pedophiles and Satanists that want to give us a corporate world government. And you want to sit here and play silly putty over Donald Trump, who clearly is on our side. So, okay. It's like this. I've worked at InfoWars for 8 years. Alex Jones started InfoWars like 30 years ago. And the political paradigm of InfoWars, the political perspective of InfoWars, is now reaching mainstream capacity. Why would I want to start walking backwards? And I mean, folks, I mean, I don't even want to say it. But I mean, it's almost like, I mean, it really is. You strike us down, we just get more powerful than ever. So, I mean, I'm not lowering my lightsaber in the InfoWars Obi-Wan Kenobi Darth Vader analogy here. You know, we're not turning off our lightsaber, obviously. But I mean, RFK Jr. campaigning with Donald Trump, talking about geoengineering is a crime and we need to shut it down. RFK Jr. campaigning with Donald Trump, talking about COVID-19 being bioweapons, talking about vaccines being bioweapons. I mean, like, we are winning. Let's finish the game. Let's not throw an interception. Let's not fumble the ball. Let's not let the play clock run out. Let's get the touchdown and win the game. Then when we have control and power and common sense back here, we can get into the rest of it. We are about to defeat Goliath, and you're over here yelling at the guy to your right, attacking Goliath, instead of being focused on Goliath. All right, I'm done ranting. But I mean, okay. Speaking of RFK Jr., he says, this is what MAGA really means. The phrase has troubled liberals who think it is a call for a return to an America before civil rights, gay rights, and women's rights. But I have a more generous interpretation, one that is truer to my experience of Donald Trump as he is today. Make America Great Again recalls a nation brimming with vitality, a can-do spirit with hope and a belief in itself. It was an America that was beginning to confront its darker shadows, could acknowledge the injustice in its past and present, yet at the same time could celebrate its successes. It was a nation of broad prosperity, the world's most vibrant middle class, and an idealistic belief that not, though not consistently applied in freedom, justice, and democracy. It was a nation that led the world in innovation, productivity, and technology. And it was the healthiest country in the world. I've talked to many Trump supporters. I've talked with his inner circle. I've talked to the man himself. This is the America they want to restore. And then RFK Jr. basically just saying, hey, America, you're fat. Get in the gym. He's right. That is true. Unfortunately. It's been done with processed foods. It's been done with the BS modern diet. And so many other things. Really, the psychological warfare that depresses you and makes you lazy. And there's all kinds of accounts like this. Brian Esko, former Democrat, now Kennedy supporter, saying he's going all in for Donald Trump. He says, I felt for a few weeks now that I might have to choose between Trump and Harris. The vibe has shifted when Harris was tagged in. I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I think I will vote for a Republican for the first time in my life in November, and his name is Donald Trump. Folks, the awakening is on. We are winning. Don't buy into the fake hype. The Democrats are losing. They are bleeding out like a sieve. They are being destroyed politically right now. All they have left is fraud. All they have left is propaganda. All they have left is lying, cheating, and stealing. That's it. That's it. So we focus on that. And they're actually doing it. I mean, they might stop this fraud from happening at the ballot box, folks. They really might. And if they, I mean, we don't have to stop it in, you know, however many states. We just have to stop it in a couple states to get Trump to 270. That's it. You only need 270. We can get there. I don't think they're going to stop it in Pennsylvania, Michigan, or Wisconsin. And they don't have to. I don't think they're going to stop it in Arizona, but they don't have to. If they stop it in Georgia, if they stop it in Virginia, if they stop it in Nevada, Trump can win. That's all we need. That's the path to victory. By the way, it's becoming more common now for professional athletes and other people to be in support of Donald Trump. When he was in Vegas, you had Raiders quarterback Gardner Minshew, wide receiver Alex Bachman, defensive end Max Crosby, one of the best, by the way, all posing for pictures of Donald Trump. Folks, if this paradigm breaks, I don't even know what happens next. Because it's just true. I mean, when I was a kid, I didn't pay attention to politics. I watched sports, though. Watched sports. Read books written by athletes. Listened to what they said. This can change everything. If professional athletes and some of these other quote-unquote celebrities decide to quit hiding from their conservative beliefs and supporting Donald Trump, game changer. Oh, and the liberals will just go into fits of rage because they've been so used to censoring popular people. Oh, you better not support a Republican or we won't give you an endorsement or a TV deal.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man. Just like you, no matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you. And that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Infowars.com/show.
Earlier today in Detroit, Tulsi Gabbard took the stage before he did, and she said this is why she is supporting Donald Trump in clip 26.
Because I am confident that his first task will be to do the work to walk us back from the brink of war. We cannot be prosperous unless we are at peace. And we can't live free as long as we have a government that is retaliating against its political opponents and undermining our civil liberties, weaponizing our very institutions against those they deem as a threat. Kamala Harris has done this over the last 3.5 years. She won't hesitate to continue that if she is elected as president. President Trump has been their first and foremost target in this because they don't want us as voters to even have the option to vote for him. I've been their most recent target, added to a secret domestic terror watch list after exposing the truth about what kind of dangers we would face if Kamala Harris is elected as president. We as Americans must stand together to reject this anti-freedom culture of political retaliation and abuse of power. We can't allow our country to be destroyed by politicians who will put their own power ahead of the interests of the American people, our freedom, and our future. I am proud to stand here before you today, whether you're a Democrat a Republican or an independent, if you love our country as I do, if you cherish peace and freedom as we do, I invite you to join me in doing all that we can to save our country and elect President Donald J. Trump and send him back to the White House to do the tough work of saving our country and serving the people. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Now, again, folks, when some of the most prominent people on the left, Tulsi Gabbard, Elon Musk, RFK Jr., have left the Democrat Party and endorsed Trump, it just shows you this is a bigger movement than the left-right paradigm. This is a bigger movement than party line politics splits. This is about one thing and one thing only: the recognition that the Democrat Party is a criminal organization and will destroy this country. And they must be stopped. Love Trump or hate him, love all his policies or not, that's the choice to stop this criminal organization known as the Democrat Party. It's that simple. And you know, war is an ugly thing. And this is a political war. It's what it is. And, you know, maybe that's why they stood down Secret Service to have Trump shot in the head. We'll have more on that coming up, by the way. We haven't forgotten about that, as there was a hearing about that today with the independent commission. And Ivan Raiklin was there. And so we'll talk to him about that. I was watching that as well. But ladies and gentlemen, remember to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. If you like this show, if you like the Alex Jones Show, if you like the morning show with Harrison Smith, the American Journal, if you like all of our great guests, if you like all of the other extra content that we put up at band.video, that's all thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we make it easy. Now, I'm a big health nut. It's true. I probably take like 16 to 20 supplement pills a day. I make, you know, drink mixes that probably don't taste the best, but I drink them anyway because they're good for my health. And so I just implore you to be healthy. And that's why I'm really glad that RFK Jr., who's all about health, has joined the Trump team and is really getting that message into the Trump campaign now, because it is important stuff. And one of the biggest issues we face are heart problems. It's just true, especially with men, whether it's heart attacks, cardiovascular issues, whatever it is. And they always want to provide you some sort of a pharmaceutical to help with these things or to help thin your blood. And we want to provide something that works for heart health and blood health that isn't a pharmaceutical product, like Nitric Boost or VasoBeat Complete. Now, you want to talk about VasoBeat Complete? I like it. It's a liquid tincture. It's one of those things I put in a drink, mix it up, drink it down. And that's because it's just concentrated beet juice. You can go look at the benefits of beets and beet juice. Very well studied, very well known how important beets can be for cardiovascular health. So we just have a concentrated beet juice tincture. It's basically what it is. You can mix it in a drink. You can just drink it by itself, whatever you want. Very important for blood flow, very important for cardiovascular health. Or you can go with Nitric Boost. Basically a concentrated supplement that comes in a capsule with all kinds of different ingredients that are known for cardiovascular health and for blood flow and for vasodilation. So you want to talk about blood health? You want to talk about heart health? We have two products, both 40% off, VasoBeat Complete and Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. You get a great product for your health. You support this transmission to keep it on the air. It's a total win-win situation. Now, these two supplements, 40% off, are just part of the Save InfoWars mega sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We hope that you will shop there. If you like our shows, if you watch our shows every day, if you're at band.video every day, we hope you will support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Here, let's do this. Man, well, no, I've gone long here. Well, here's a guy talking about who's really pro-black family, Democrats or Republicans, clip three.
I'm a 43-year-old black man. I make less than $100,000 a year. I'm not a Democrat. Now, I know. As a black person, I'm obligated to have blind loyalty to the Democratic Party because that was my mama's baby mamas said we should do. But I'll be honest, man, I'm not a Democrat. I've really never been a Democrat. I did vote for Obama twice. But that was a whole black thing. That wasn't about no political affiliation. That was just an opportunity to, I thought we was going to be free, just like everybody else. But I don't really make enough money to be a Republican. But I'm explaining to you why I f*** with the Republicans. Hence me being Trump adjacent. Democrats are not pro-black family. Republicans are pro-black family. And I'm going to explain why. Democrats are pro-welfare and social assistance, which, in my opinion, is the reason black families are on a decline. Welfare and social assistance are why we have so many strong black women who don't need a man, raising children exclusively without a father, and we have so many emotionally distraught adults who don't know how to lead, don't know how to resolve conflict, because they've been raised in situations with absolutely no balance, and they're really not fit to be productive members of society. Republicans, on the other hand, are pro-black family. And the reason I say that is because, for the most part, they're anti-welfare. Anti-welfare means figure it out on your own, black people. And as scary as that sounds, that's how shit gets done. Because if we didn't have welfare, I promise you we would have more married black families. I promise you. If we didn't have welfare, we would have men and women resolving conflict, doing what they have to do to keep a roof over their children's heads, to sustain livelihood. Walking away from each other wouldn't be an option because survival would be paramount. Now, I'm not going to get on to all the other tangents that y'all going to come with, but the reality is that black people have spent an eternity hoping white people fix their issues in America. Republicans want no parts of that shit. Republicans is like, hey, let's fix the economy. Hey, black man, go get you some skills. Go get you a job. Take care of your black family. We don't care if you get you a six-figure job, black man. Pay your black taxes.
Now, this is what the Democrats are really afraid of. Believe me, they're aware of all this, and that's why they're importing voters from all around the world. It's why they're bringing in people across the border and trying to get them registered to vote as soon as possible, because it's all about power for these people. And guess who they're putting on the welfare state? All the illegal aliens crossing the border so they can have them under Democrat Party control. The country's waking up, folks. We are winning. Do not buy in to the fake Kamala Harris hype. It's AstroTurf. It's fake.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Well, RFK Jr., I guess, is going to be regularly campaigning with Donald Trump. I hope that's the case. I'd like to see his message join the Trump campaign. I think it's a very important message. Also, I think it helps us politically win over many moderates or even liberals that just haven't completely lost their mind with the rest of the hardcore radical extremist Democrats. So here he is telling Fox News he intends to campaign with Donald Trump.
Is it fair to say that you would try to dismantle some of those organizations?
No, I wouldn't dismantle them. I would change the focus, and I would end the corruption. I would. Right now, 75% of FDA's budget is coming from pharmaceutical companies. That is a perverse incentive. In NIH, scientists and officials in NIH who work on drug development, who incubate drugs for the pharmaceutical company, get to collect lifetime royalties from those products. These are regulators. They're supposed to be looking for problems in those products. We have these agencies that have become sock puppets for the industries they're supposed to regulate. So they're not really interested in public health. Everybody, the most profitable thing today in America is a sick child. Everybody's making money. The hospitals are making money. The pharmaceutical companies are making money. Even the insurance companies make money. And we need to end those perverse incentives. We need to get the corruption out of FDA, out of NIH, out of the CDC, and make them function as they're supposed to function, which is to protect public health and particularly children's health.
You know, this is why I'm so excited about what's happening with the Trump campaign right now. I mean, folks, you understand, just getting people in charge that aren't corrupt over these things will change the course of America's future and history. Everything RFK Jr. just said there is easy. You put somebody in charge that wants to end the corruption and right the course. He wants to do it. I mean, think about it. Vivek Ramaswamy, let's just cut the federal government down to almost nothing. Elon Musk, let's cut the government fat and spending. RFK Jr., let's get corruption out of these health institutions that are actually making America sick and unhealthy and profiting off of it. I mean, just right there. Yeah, I'm all in for victory because I see a bright future if we can win. Now, CNN, though, they don't like that. They cut RFK Jr.'s speech as soon as he starts talking about how the Democrats rig elections and they rigged the primary. They cut away. Here it is, clip 21.
The palace coup against President Biden, the same shadowy DNC operatives appointed his successor, also without an election. They installed a candidate who was so unpopular with voters that she dropped out in 2020 without winning a single delegate. My uncle and my father both relished debate. They prided themselves on their capacity to go toe-to-toe with any opponent in the battle over ideas. They would be astonished to learn of a Democratic Party presidential nominee who, like Vice President Harris, has not appeared in a single interview or an unscripted encounter with voters for 35 days.
We've been listening to independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from Phoenix outlining what led him to his quixotic quest
Democrat
for
Party
the
corruption?
White House
stealing
to
elections?
Now dropping out and relinquishing the title of Democrat. He had a series of complaints about the party.
Okay, so there it is. They didn't want their audience to know how Democrats cheat and steal and lie. Here's what it is. The last three elections should have probably been as follows. Trump versus Sanders, Trump versus Sanders, Trump versus Kennedy. But the Democrats cheat and rig their primaries. So you got Trump versus Clinton, Trump versus Biden, and Trump versus Harris. And now everybody's seeing it. The Democrat Party needs to be defunct, like the Whig Party. It needs to go away. It's a criminal operation, and everybody who's an honest person, an honest observer, knows it.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
All right, earlier today, the independent commission investigating the assassination attempt of Donald Trump, actually they had a two-hour broadcast with Dan Bongino. Then they had their two-hour hearing, if you will. And Ivan Raiklin was in attendance. In fact, if you're watching, you can see him there. He's in a very nice suit and tie. I'm not too familiar with Ivan in that look, but I recognized him. And so he was there. So I wanted to bring him on now to talk about it. You know, Ivan, you were there. You heard the whole thing. I'll kind of let you just, you know, put out your response to it before I start kind of putting out what I saw, what I heard. So out of the two-hour hearing in the independent commission today, what is your takeaway?
Yeah, I'd say there's two main takeaways, and I think Dan Bongino captured it best. So number one is that they laid out the three panelists, if you will, Dan Bongino, Eric Prince, and Mr. I can't remember his last name. He was one of the law enforcement counter snipers that was there on the ground that day. They basically laid out the incompetence across not only time, in terms of the chronology of events, of decisions that were made by the Secret Service to refuse additional support from law enforcement, refuse comms from law enforcement to be able to coordinate, refuse to attend the synchronization meetings. So not only on a calendar cycle, I think it was from Tuesday up through Saturday, it was just a series of debacles or intentional refusals for coordination. But also when you look at the day of the event, from 1,000 yards out, they basically took every – there was coincidence after coincidence after coincidence. And I think to quote Dan Bongino, he said, when you look at the sequence of decisions that were made, you could clearly see it was a deliberate inaction by the Secret Service in order to create a heightened risk for Donald Trump and maybe even worse.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the best way to put it, but it would be like if a business owner or the CEO of a company wanted the company to collapse for whatever reason, then he would make a series of bad decisions. So it's not like there's nothing on record that shows he wanted it, but he made this hire over here and he didn't file this paperwork. He accidentally lost this file cabinet, or it's like if somebody wants to commit insurance fraud, they want their house to burn down. It's like, oops, I lit a couple candles running at my house and now it burned down.
Yeah, I think the best analogy in this case would – if we bring it back to January 6th of 2021, it wasn't an intelligence failure. It was an intentional failure, meaning a series of decisions were made on January 6th to deliberately allow for the breach of the United States Capitol to block the reelection of Trump. Just like here, a series of decisions that were made deliberately in order to assassinate Trump so that 2 days later, Nikki Haley could be ushered in. as the Republican nominee. That's how I equate it.
Now, I got to say, here's my issue with, and I don't know if you heard, Bongino did a roundtable before the official hearing.
Yeah, I was actually in the green room out there talking to Chip Roy, Eli Crane, yeah, just those two. And then afterwards, I had a chance to talk to everybody except for, I didn't get a chance to talk to Gates, but I did talk to his staff. But yeah, I mean, I watched most of it.
So, you know, not to be negative or a pessimist here, this is just my honest response. My problem, and I think they have maybe the same frustration, but maybe you can answer to that. My problem is it seems like we're kind of stuck on a hamster wheel here. And the reason why I say that maybe they have our same frustration, because a couple of them mentioned, and I think they did this intentionally, they said, well, we lack subpoena power. And so just so people understand, this is not an official government commission. This is a private commission. They were at the Heritage Foundation today for this hearing. Mm-hmm. So this is not an official congressional commission. Now, there is one, right, but I haven't seen any movement from them. I haven't seen a pulse from the official commission, and they left Mills and Crane off of that. Do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a really good question. Give me a couple minutes to explain this. So you have a task force that was created basically in response to the entire country demanding some sort of accountability, right? And when you look at the task force members, they're being promoted and lauded by Faux News. So when you look at that, like, oh, wait, if they're on Faux News and being lauded on Faux News, my immediate response is that Paul Ryan is probably leveraging his relationship and leverage over Mike Johnson to then appoint certain individuals so that they only go down an investigative path that they want and not to actually look inwardly to then potentially implicate those inside the deep state, particularly those at the senior levels of the Republican Party, to include Paul Ryan. And so essentially this, not commission, but the forum that they had today represents those that are the experts, whether they be former military, Navy SEAL, Corey Mills, you know, former combat veteran, or three attorneys, prosecutor Chip Roy, who else? We have Andy Biggs. So those are the experts that are going to get to the bottom of the truth of July 13th. But what Mike Johnson is doing is slow rolling. It's the, you know, it's the whole slow roll that they've been doing forever now. And it's kind of coincidental that at the same time that Bongino was airing the, you know, basically doing the pre-gaming for this hearing, that's when Faux News decided to showcase that, oh, task force members of the Rhino wing of the investigation, the official wing that has subpoena power, is actually doing a field trip again over to Pennsylvania where the assassination attempt took place. So it's almost as though they're trying to placate what is going on with, you know, the Corey Mills, the Eli Cranes of the world today, so that people aren't paying attention there, and they're not paying attention to Dan Bongino, who happens to be the number one largest Rumble channel, which is, you know, the free speech
and
platform.
And former Secret Service agent.
Right, and they're trying to take away the viewership from that to their ecosystem to say, hey, look, we're doing something about the July 13th thing. Meanwhile, those with the subpoena power are only going to subpoena those that they don't – they're not going to subpoena those that they don't want to be scrutinized. That's basically how it works.
Yeah, and you know, that's a good point, that it's kind of serving as this distraction campaign, because Mills and Crane and a couple others were actually on the ground in Butler just via their own decision, via their own
within
their
like
own,
24 hours.
Their own time. Exactly. And these guys go more than a month later. It just seems like a show of optics and maybe even a distraction, as you said. So I think, though, and I don't know if you kind of took it this way because you were in the room with them, but when they kept mentioning we lack subpoena power, I mean, was that them kind of like saying how frustrated they are that they weren't put on this committee?
Yes. One, they've expressed this previously that, you know, they were, I mean, Corey Mills and Eli Crane should be on the committee.
I mean, it's no doubter. They have the experience.
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing is that they're expressing their disdain, right, with the committee that was created. But two, more importantly, they're taking the initiative to then force the other official committee to actually do something. And I talked to a couple of them and I asked them, do you think that did they have planned to go to Butler, Pennsylvania before you guys announced that you're going to do this hearing or after? And they were like, that's a good question. I think it was done after. So begs the question, did they go to Butler, Pennsylvania, and then do the optics with Faux News as a response, which, you know, it's a good and a bad. One, they're not doing anything, but they're doing more than they would have had these five members of Congress not actually taken the initiative and had this public hearing with the number one, again, Rumble channel that exists.
Well, and I would assume between the guys that were on the forum and the panel, I mean, you had Biggs there, Gates there, you mentioned Mills and Crane and others. I would assume that there's got to be at least one person on the official committee that they feel that they can trust and have an honest conversation with and just ask, hey, do you think, you know, is this a distraction? I mean, what's going on here? Here's some things. But getting back to the issue here.
I did find it one point to make on that note. The only person that they were kind of going and talking to on Faux News was Andy Biggs actually participated in a small clip on Faux News as well as on the panel. So he might be the guy to really be the oversight of the Rhino camp because he has that relationship sufficiently just based on me seeing him in both panels, if you will.
Well, and I think he's pretty trusted. Yeah, I think he's a pretty trusted member of the Republican Party from maybe both sides, if you will, the Rhino side and kind of the, you know, Trump loyalist anti-establishment side, the honest side, like with guys like Eli Crane and Corey Mills. I think those are honest guys, Matt Gaetz. But okay, mm-hmm. Getting back to the issue, though, to me, this is why I feel like we're stuck on a hamster wheel. We should already be in the realm of criminal negligence here, Ivan. I mean, we already have enough information. We already have enough circumstantial evidence. I mean, there's stonewalling, I think, for a reason with more hearings and more evidence, more FOIA requests that they're not responding to. Mm-hmm. I think we're already within the realm of criminal negligence.
Corey Mills opened up the hearing as a co-chair with Eli Crane explaining that, are we at criminal negligence? And Corey's basically indicating that he thinks so. And so this
Man died. I mean, so you're absolutely – to me, it's criminal negligence. I don't even think it's a debate.
Right. Like Dan Bongino said, one person was murdered, two were shot, and the third one was shot in the head, right, the presidential candidate and president. So obviously the investigation needs to go a lot further. But they can't do it because the leadership in the House is slow walking them. And so their response, these five, the way you respond to it is you create such an overwhelming public pressure demand campaign, which is what they're doing within their authority, to then push the Rhino leadership side of it to move further and faster than they had planned. Now, are they doing that? Yes. Are they doing it to our speed? No. So that's why I'm glad you're platforming me. So that it educates even more people throughout the country to know that, hey, this is going on, so that we can then say, hey, Rhino member of task force, if you want to if you can post it up who those individuals are, we need to make sure that their constituents are demanding that they watch the hearing and the discussion that Dan Bongino had with those five members and then the subsequent interviews from them. Because then the constituency is demanding that level of performance times 10. And those rhinos are doing, you know, divided by 10 what we're requesting. And so that's what – where I think we can make some progress.
Well, and so, you know, here's where I'm at on all this, and I'm just being a realist. We've got all the circumstantial evidence that we need, right? I mean, we virtually have all the circumstantial evidence. There probably isn't evidence of anybody on record saying, hey, let's stand down so Trump gets shot, right? That probably doesn't exist. I mean, who knows? You might have a
plus instances of that where Washington, D.C., headquarters of Secret Service was telling Pittsburgh field office that we didn't want – they said, we don't want to provide additional security to Trump because then that makes him look like he is more than what they want him to view him as, meaning he has more gravitas, he looks more presidential. So the optics of it make him look like he's literally the incoming president before the election. That's the facade of what they were saying. I mean, it's
okay, but
that
might be okay. That's still I'm going to kind of be playing the devil's advocate here. I mean, that's still circumstantial evidence. It's still beyond a reasonable doubt. But so what I'm saying is the reason why they got rid of all the records, the reason why they don't have recordings, the reason why they deleted text messages and all this stuff, because it takes what is right now circumstantial evidence of, hey, look, the deep state's been after Donald Trump. Hey, look, here's all the security failures. Here's all the stand downs. Here's all the coincidences. that led to the near assassination attempt. Well, it's time to go one step further, and we're just not getting there. There need to be more hearings, more FOIA requests, more demands. Quite frankly, there need to be subpoenas if they don't cooperate, contempt of Congress. We're not there yet. So what's the? Is there another avenue? Can the family of Corey Contemporary, I mean, can he sue the Secret Service? I mean, how do we get to the next level of this? Criminal negligence needs to be where this is at by now. So how do we get there?
That's a difficult question that everybody's thinking through. At the end of the day, I think one mechanism that's unconventional is every time that the Secret Service travels, right? And as we are trying to identify, I mean, we already know who was there on the ground that needs to be scrutinized. Why don't we go ahead next time that President Trump travels into a red county or into a red state? How about Attorney General Ken Paxton go ahead and detain those Secret Service agents? Huh? How about he perform exactly what Letitia James in New York did, right? To a presidential candidate, but to the Secret Service agents. How about you name the county district attorney in Texas or Kansas or Missouri that does a little precedent setting move just like was done by Fulton Fannie or Alvin Bragg, but they do it by detaining and questioning the Secret Service agents. I think that's one mechanism unconventionally that hasn't really been leveraged to go ahead and start to increase that pressure against these scum. Because then when you go after the lower level folks, they'll start to squeal and then they'll start to tell us exactly what occurred at the higher level decision makers.
I mean, to me at this point, the fact that the committee and the Republicans in this committee have not subpoenaed Roe or I forget the lady's name who was there. Her name is skipping my head right now. The fact,
the one that couldn't holster a weapon for a couple hours?
Well, no, the one that was in charge, the friend of the Bidens that was actually in charge, the lady that was in charge of the whole thing, the diversity hire. The fact that her or
Cheadle?
What was it?
Was it Cheadle?
Yeah, the fact that Cheadle and Roe have not been subpoenaed yet, I mean, it's just like, what are you doing? You're not taking your job seriously.
They're not, because they're on. Here's the problem, Owen, and you, I mean, you know this, but just to reiterate, permanent Washington, who are over at the FBI, the DOJ, the Secret Service, these folks that are literally in position, unelected, are going to be in position beyond the House members as they go through the election cycle, because the House members have to now focus on their general election, many of them, and getting reelected. While that's going on, they're just going to go ahead and conduct all belligerent activity necessary to be able to cover up their previous transgressions. And that's pretty much it.
And in the meantime, every day goes by is a day lost. You know, it's a day lost in this whole process.
All right, you're sucking me into your negativity. Here's what I'm going to give you some hope.
I told you I was going to apply. I'm sick of being on the hamster wheel here. I'm applying my own pressure, brother.
All right, how do you get – you're doing it with this show, okay? So you're reaching millions. And so here's the deal, folks, and Owen. Why don't you contact Ken Paxton's office? And why don't you contact the representative known as Mike Cloud, who is going to be the congressman for when Twitter moves from California to Texas? It's going to be in Congressman Cloud's district right outside of Austin. He's a Republican. Why don't you go ahead and communicate the following to him? And this is what I asked Chip Roy after the hearing. I said, hey, Congressman Roy, why don't you reach out to Paxton and Cloud and let them know that now that Twitter's moving to Texas, why don't we go ahead and subpoena and maybe convince Elon Musk to release all the direct messages that haven't been destroyed, just like they did with the official documents over at Secret Service. Of all the communications going back 10 plus years of all these criminal actors that I introduced with the deep state target list on InfoWars a few months back, and look at those that have Twitter accounts and then see what communications were had with folks like the deputy general counsel at Twitter, Jim Baker. And then from that point forward, you're going to be able to, beyond any doubt, prove to the court of public opinion, as Elon amplifies that, all the seditious conspiracy. And then we can allocate it, not give that criminal evidence to the DOJ, because they're not going to prosecute themselves, but send it out to Paxton, Bailey in Missouri, Kobach in Kansas. And then they're going to have the political courage to action those individuals criminally, because more and more free speech and more of the public are going to demand it. So then it becomes safe for them to do it.
Well, that's the deep state loving friendly list. Okay, that's what it is. That's what we're going to call it. It's the deep state loving friendly list.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's a very loving friendly deep state list that you have there.
Clean list.
What?
The Mr. Clean list.
Yes, you're just Mr. Clean, and you have your little Mr. Clean list there. Deep state friendly loving list. That's what it is.
Wax on, wax off.
I just wanted to make sure that we have that on record. It's the deep state loving.
Yeah, it's the most peaceful, patriotic, legal, yes, moral, and ethical list that has ever existed in humankind.
Well, look, I think that voices like yours, voices like mine, voices like the guests we have here at InfoWars, the hosts, Bongino, you know, maybe call it the alternative media. I think that ours are more powerful than ever. I think that we have more of an influence than ever. Maybe even more so than even your mainstream Fox News types. And so that's why it's not that I'm actually very positive. If you listen to the show, I'm mostly positive. But on this issue, I don't want to be stuck on this hamster wheel. This is whether it's this issue or the next, this complacency that we get from the Republicans, hearings are nice, okay? Getting people on testimony is nice. Blowing them up for a clip on X is nice. But there has to be some results, right? We have to start getting some results. And if they can get away with a soft stand down, because to me, that's what I think happened, Ivan. I think that probably consciously, maybe it was communicated, maybe it wasn't, maybe the evidence is there, maybe it's not. But consciously, it was, hey, we're going to make sure Trump doesn't have proper Secret Service. We're going to make sure we can have as light of a security detail as possible. Who knows? Maybe we'll even stand down in some important locations just in case to maybe open it up for somebody. And if they can get away with that, then this is
that's
just ridiculous.
Yeah, you're outlining best case scenario of what they did. And it's probably worse than that. I'm thinking it was more deliberate.
Well, what I'm outlining is what I think we have the evidence of, is what I'm saying.
Right.
And so, but my point is that I don't want to be stuck on this hamster wheel with all this stuff, whether it's FBI whistleblowers that come forward about bias, whether it's tech whistleblowers that come forward about censorship, whether it's Secret Service whistleblowers that come down about security stand downs. I'm just sick of being on the hamster wheel. I want a Republican Party that gets us off the wheel and actually gets us rubber meets the road where we're actually moving.
Well, guess what? I think that Republican Party that you're referring to is going to consist of Donald Trump, RFK Jr., General Flynn, Tulsi Gabbard, and then I think Joe Rogan's going to finally have to come on board.
Well, I mean, he was the RFK Jr. supporter, even though he said he didn't endorse RFK Jr. You know, I will say this in the closing 60 seconds with you, and it sounds like you agree. Ivan, it's become so obvious now. This isn't Republican versus Democrat. This isn't liberal versus conservative. This is American patriot, common sense versus tyrannical, lying, cheating liberal. I mean, that's what this is at. People have realized it. They might bite their tongue. They might have a bitter taste in their mouth. They might hold their nose, but they know this country's shot if we let the Democrats get power. Trump is our option.
Right.
We're going
and
with
luckily
Trump.
Luckily, we have Elon Musk that understands that, and you guys are back on because of Elon. I'm back on because of Elon, and luckily, you know, Team America's back on.
That's what it is. It really is Team America.
It is. Let's roll, baby.
All right. The deep state marauder with his Mr. Clean, loving, peaceful deep state list. And even though sometimes he wears his deep state marauder shirt, sometimes he wears his suit and tie, that shiny bald head, I can see it anywhere. I can see it anytime he appears at these DC events. Ivan, appreciate your time today. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Owen. God bless you, my man.
All right. We got two more segments to go. Don't go anywhere.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies, It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off of my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Body's, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Body's is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars is listener supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at bands.video.
Gentlemen, we still got plenty of news to cover here. Try to get through all of it. Folks, a great way to support us right now and get a piece of InfoWars history, InfoWars memorabilia. Who knows? This could be one of your last chances to get a piece of InfoWars memorabilia right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Republic Defense exclusive gold bar. Now, we're not saying this is an investment in gold or anything like that, but we wanted something nice, something something cool for you to have as a piece of InfoWars memorabilia. And so that's what we have available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a great way to support us and get a piece of InfoWars memorabilia with the InfoWars Republic Defense card with gold bar inside of it. So again, this could be one of your last chances to get a piece of InfoWars memorabilia. This could be one of your last chances to get a piece of InfoWars lore. And it's just a great way to support us. And so for your InfoWars fan out there, I got one myself. I got a couple of gifts for InfoWars fans as well that I know. And so, again, it's just right now a really great way to support us, to fund this crew, and could be one of your last chances to get a piece of InfoWars history and InfoWars memorabilia. And who knows? This is limited edition, so these things aren't unlimited. We have a finite amount of these, so while supplies last, get it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So just a little piece of InfoWars history, the exclusive InfoWars limited edition proprietary 24-karat gold collectible. So that's what this is. This is a collectible for you, the InfoWars fan. Something to remember this historic operation. Who knows? We could be on a long time. They could just shut us down anytime. But this is one of your last chances to get a piece of InfoWars memorabilia, limited edition. When it sells out, it's gone. Right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. What do we want to hammer with you next here? How about this? I told you you're going to be so sick of these clips by the time it's election season, but I'm not going to let the propaganda media convince you that Harris is winning over voters. It's been the exact opposite. Listen to what this man says. He's sick of the propaganda pushing Kamala Harris in clip 4.
Yeah, so I just wanted to come on here and get some shit off my chest, because for about the past, I don't know, 2 weeks maybe, I've seen a lot of black celebrities and media personalities and so-called journalists make it their business to try to shame and denigrate and shun and insult the intelligence of black men because they don't want to vote for Kamala Harris. They are actively out here villainizing black men for not wanting to vote for Kamala Harris. And I've said it before, and I will say it again. They think they own us. They think they own African vote. They want us to believe that we have some sort of obligation to them, that when it's right for them, we should play identity politics and vote for her because she's black. And now they're pushing the narrative that we're dumb, that we're uneducated, we're misinformed, we don't know what the fuck going on. And the crazy thing about it is, it's the complete opposite. The people who are running away from Kamala Harris are the people who are informing themselves, who are researching, that actually know what the fuck going on and just not letting themselves be told anything. That's the reality of the situation. So, you know, it's astonishing to me to see it, though, where you have these people, they sending out these black women and these boot-licking-ass men, right? The Van Joneses, the Bakari Sellers, the Roland Martins, right? The D.L. Hughleys, even Plies, and it's a whole bunch of them who are trying to shame black men for thinking for themselves, because that's all they're doing. We're thinking for ourselves. They're just like when a slave owner didn't want you to learn how to read, because once you learn how to read, you have knowledge, and knowledge is from power. And that's the problem. No, watch MSNBC. Don't do no thinking. Let us tell you what to think. Huh? Don't you want to see a black woman president? Don't you want to see somebody who belonged to a sorority? Don't you want to see a black woman get sworn in by a black woman on Martin Luther King's birthday? A whole bunch of token shit that don't mean a thing. That's what they want us to vote for. Y'all out your motherfucking minds, man. I was listening to Ricky Smiley. Ricky Smiley talking about, in regards to black men, they not doing the right research. What? Who the fuck you talking to, Ricky Smiley? They not doing the right research. So because we're thinking for ourselves, we're not doing the right research. We're supposed to listen to you. That's the right research. And we're going to just keep seeing more and more of this. Joy Reid telling black people, you're going to look weird. What, we in the sixth grade?
Don't nobody give a fuck about looking weird. We worrying about the issues, the economy, our communities, our children, our futures. What the fuck you talking about looking weird? See, that's the dumb shit. See, that's for weak-minded people. And they just going to keep going, bro. You get all the narratives is going to keep going. Sellout, coon, traitor, oh, you hate black women and all that cool. Bakari and Van Jones up on CNN crying and boohooing. Don't nobody give a too smart to fall for that shit, man. So y'all could keep rolling that shit out. We going to keep standing 10 motherfucking toes down. The fuck out of here. Love the black man until he wants to think for himself, until he wants to form his own opinion, until he stops seeing himself as a victim. And then he becomes the enemy. And I'm watching this happen in real time. It's happening right now. And all you got to do is keep your eyes open, pay attention, and you can see it clear as day. It is real. So I'm saying all that to say if you're an actor, a rapper, a comedian, or anything else, you're not going to dictate our decision by calling us names and trying to make us feel bad. You.
Well, there you have it. I don't think there was much left on the bone there. I think that pretty much clears that up. Again, this is common, folks. There's no organic support for Kamala Harris. It's the exact opposite. And here's another example. These things are getting seen millions of times. Everybody's agreeing with it, by the way. Here's another example, and I'm gonna show proof of exactly what he's talking about in clip 11, saying, hey, you keep telling us about Harris, but it's about actions, not words. Listen to this in clip 11.
Oprah showed up for him. The Obama showed up for him. Everybody showed up for Ms. Harris. It was a beautiful thing, beautiful speech. But then Trump go to the border, talking about things that matter today. Mass deportation, how they getting $3,000 and $4,000 worth of food stamps, how they taking up housing. So where we going with this, y'all? Am I right or wrong? What we looking at? We looking at Harris or we looking at Trump? Act speak louder than words now. Talk to me. This discussion.
So let's talk about action speaking louder than words. Where is Joe Biden today? Where's Kamala Harris today? Well, Kamala Harris is talking about confiscating guns. We'll show you that. Donald Trump was at the Arlington Memorial Ceremony. And guys, you can just give me clips 8 and 9 back to back here. 8 and 9 back to back. Kamala Harris was not at the Arlington Memorial Ceremony for the 13 troopers who died in Afghanistan on this anniversary. Joe Biden was not at the Arlington Memorial Ceremony for the 13 soldiers who died in Afghanistan during the disastrous pullout. No, the Biden-Harris administration was absent. You know who was there? Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump was not only there, he was laying flowers on the tombstones and making phone calls to the family members of the fallen soldiers. That's actions speaking louder than words. Biden-Harris, not there, completely absent, and they were responsible for that. You ask the Gold Star families about that, and they will say Biden-Harris are responsible for their deaths. Maybe that's why they didn't show up to the ceremony. Because they're not wanted. Because the families blame them. But Donald Trump was there. Actions speak louder than words. We'll show you some words from Kamala Harris, though, on the other side.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that?
I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Got one under the belt now. All right. Let's look at the rest here. By the way, here are the words from Kamala Harris. She's asked about executive action to confiscate guns and gun control. Here's what she says in clip six.
Adding to your gun control agenda?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. But, I mean, listen, I don't think we lack for great ideas. As I've said many times, we've been having great ideas for decades. The problem is that Congress does not have the courage to act. And that is why, from the beginning, I have said my agenda includes attempting to get Congress to act, but if they don't within the first 100 days of my administration, I'm going to take executive action. Because what we need is action.
Executive action. So forget about... See, the Democrats are telling you the truth here. Forget about the balance of power. Forget about the three branches of government. We're tyrants. I will take executive action on gun control, banning assault weapons, and confiscating firearms. I mean, that should be it. That should be a political death in this country. So, I mean, to me, now, I've already got some Trump campaign ads in the holster for tomorrow, and they're releasing campaign ads like every day now. I mean, to me, you hammer that. I mean, how many times has Kamala Harris said she would ban assault weapons? Like, at least five times. I'd pump all those into a compilation. I'd put that one into a comp. Kamala Harris wants to confiscate your firearms. Kamala Harris wants to make your guns illegal. I mean, come on. This is still America. People don't want you taking their guns, you leftist freaks. You absolute leftist freaks. So, by the way, it's August 25th. What do we got, guys? 5 days left this month? 6 days left this month? Kamala said she was going to do a sit-down interview and a press conference by the end of the month. Anybody waiting on that? In fact, guys, maybe we should start a betting pool. Does anybody in the crew think Kamala is going to do a sit-down interview or a press conference before the end of the month? 6 days? Anybody? Anybody in the crew think she will? We got one. You do? I make a bet she doesn't. No? Oh, you're out. You're bailing. Not that confident in Kamala, huh? Yeah. Yeah. So, we're going to try to do one by the end of the month. Mm-hmm. Well, 6 days to the end of the month. When's the press conference? When's the sit-down interview? Now, why do I say this? J.D. Vance goes on with Kirsten Welker. She's irrelevant. She's a total hack. He goes into the lion's den with this Democrat propaganda agent, Kirsten Welker. And listen to what she does. Again, Vance knows this is an anti-Trump interview. He knows he's going to get hammered by this fake neutral interview, and he goes in anyway. And notice how he handles it. So Kamala Harris, she would never do an interview like this. And even if she did, the questions would be fluff like, oh my gosh, Kamala, how did you become so amazing? Kamala, how did you get this aura around you, this glow? Kamala, what is it like to be the greatest woman in the history of the country? Oh, Kamala, can I kiss your shoe? Please? Can I clean your shoe? That'd be the Kamala interview. Here's what they do to J.D. Vance. Let's go to clip 14.
All right, let's talk about women voters more broadly. The Census Bureau estimates there are 22 million women between the ages of 20 and 40 who, for whatever reason, do not have children. What do you say to those women who hear some of your comments, including childless cat lady comments, which you've been asked about, but who as though...
This is how you know this woman is a Democrat Party operative. They're targeting those women to make sure they don't vote for Trump. I mean, that's what she's doing. There were all these women, they all vote Democrat, and you called them childless cat ladies. No context, wasn't a senator at the time, off-the-cuff interview on a podcast. And so she's targeting them saying, hey, 20 million single ladies without kids, don't vote for this guy. Here's what he said. That's total Democrat Party propaganda. Continue.
So you won't represent them?
Well, I'd say, first of all, I will represent you. I want to be the vice president for the whole country, and I want to represent everybody. And yes, I made a sarcastic comment years ago that I think that a lot of Democrats have willfully misinterpreted. But what I've simply said is that I think that it's really a profound change that's happened in our country, where we become anti-family, and I would like to change that. And I think if you talk to young women, whether they have children or don't want to have children, what you consistently hear is that a lot of young women feel like they don't have options. I saw this with my own wife, who's a working mother, who's a very, very accomplished litigator. She has three beautiful kids and always felt like she was having to balance being a good mom with being the kind of litigator that she wanted to be. I just want women to have more choices. I've seen that very personally in my own family, and I think it's something that is broken about our country.
Let me zoom out a little bit. Yes. You're calling it a sarcastic comment.
Sure.
And yet, some women, and you got the feedback in real time, felt like it was a gut punch to them personally. Do you, regret making that comment?
Look, I regret certainly that a lot of people took it the wrong way, and I certainly regret that the DNC and Kamala Harris lied about
it. Regret what you said, Senator?
Drilling down, Chris, hammering.
I'm going to say things from time to time that people disagree with. I'm a real person. I'm going to make jokes. I'm going to say things sarcastically. And I think that what's important is that we focus on the policy. There are certainly going to be things that I say. If I'm elected vice president, people are going to say, well, I wish he had said that differently. I think it's most important to actually be the person I actually am and to say those sarcastic comments were made in the service of a real substantive point. This country has become too anti-family. It's too expensive to afford a house. It's too expensive to afford groceries. Donald Trump and I want to change that. And unless we get better leadership, we're not going to.
But again, just very quickly.
Hammering.
Given
drilling
that people
down.
Have told you directly, have spoken out, have said that they were offended, they were hurt by those comments, do you wish you never made those childless cat lady comments?
I think that it's much more important for me to just be a normal human being who sometimes says things that people disagree with.
Cat ladies.
I have a lot of regrets, Kristen, but making a joke 3 years ago is not in the top 10 of the list.
Yeah, right, you're a serious interviewer. In cat lady joke, 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 cat lady joke. See, that's propaganda. She wasn't done. By the way, I'm standing in line at the grocery store. There's these two women that are talking in the line over, and I hear them talking about J.D. Vance. And the woman says, yeah, you know, I heard him say that J.D. Vance was a white supremacist, but then I saw that his wife isn't white and he has kids with her, so he's obviously not a white supremacist. I don't get why they would lie like that. I mean, folks, the Democrat Party lies are so ridiculous, so over the top. The average person is just like, gee, these people are total phonies. These women didn't sound political at all. They're just having a conversation. All right, here it is again. Now she's drilling down. Same thing. Abortion, abortion, abortion. Clip 15.
Let's talk about another big issue that was talked about at the Democratic National Convention. It's being talked about on the campaign trail. Abortion. Sure. Democrats made the case this week and beyond this week that Donald Trump, if elected, will impose a federal ban on abortion if he wins. Now, Donald Trump says he won't. But can you commit, Senator, sitting right here with me today, that if you and Donald Trump are elected, that you will not impose a federal ban on abortion?
I can absolutely commit that, Kristen. And Donald Trump has been as clear about that as possible. I think it's important to step back and say, what has Donald Trump actually said on the abortion question, and how is it different from what Kamala Harris and the Democrats have said? Donald Trump wants to end this culture war over this particular topic. If California wants to have a different abortion policy from Ohio, then Ohio has to respect California, and California has to respect Ohio. Donald Trump's view is that we want the individual states and their individual cultures and their unique political sensibilities to make these decisions because we don't want to have a nonstop federal conflict over this issue. The federal government ought to be focused on getting food prices down, getting housing prices down, issues, of course, where Kamala Harris has been a total disaster. So I think Donald Trump is right. We want the federal government to focus on these big economic and immigration questions. Let the states figure out their own abortion policy.
Let me just follow up with you a little bit on
hammer
that
down
point,
on
because
drill down
I've been talking
it.
To Republicans, including Senator Lindsey Graham just last week,
right,
who've made it very clear.
Now, okay, so he goes into the lines then with a Democrat propaganda interview. And she makes sure to make the whole thing about cat lady and abortion because they're targeting those female votes that they can't afford to lose. When's Kamala Harris's interview? I don't even care. They'll do the puff piece. They'll put her on a golden chariot with rainbows and unicorns around her and telling her how great she is and that her poop doesn't stink. But she still wouldn't even do it. All right, we ran out of time. I mean, Gavin Newsom admits that they ran a coup on Biden. Quentin Tarantino admits the best campaign for Kamala Harris is for her not to talk. So we'll have to take a 21-hour break. We'll be back on the War Room tomorrow. I'll be live on Rumble tonight, rumble.com/Owen. If I don't see you there, I'll see you tomorrow.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody. here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
InfoWars.com/show